Ooh. All right. Good evening. The time is now 6:31 p.m. I will now call this meeting to order. My name is Dr. Jasmine Hope. I am the MPUK chairperson. Dr. Bethany Thomas is the vice chairperson, and Mr. Muhammad Silla is the recorder, and Mrs. Mia Pennington is the vice recorder. Welcome to the October 2024 meeting. Hi, guys, in person. I would like to begin this meeting by thanking my fellow MPUK board members for covering me during my maternity leave. Your service is much appreciated. You guys gave me more time to bond with my little one, so I appreciate that. And for everyone's flexibility, for those of you who were okay with just meeting online for a few months, so thank you to the MPUK neighbors, family, friends, and loved ones. Speaking of board members, we have three matters of voting tonight, including the 2025 MPUK board election. In order to be respectful of everyone's time and get through of everything, I will use a timer of about a minute for city reports and elected official updates, and a few minutes for questions. This will allow for additional time from the MPU members to ask questions. So please, if you are online, remain muted and use your hand raise function under reactions or utilize the chat feature. All right, as a reminder for voting matters, per the MPUK 2024 bylaws, Article 2, Section 1, eligible members shall be any person 18 years of age or older whose primary place of residence is within the MPUK designated area, or a representative of any corporation, organization, institution, or agency which owns property or has a place of business or profession within MPUK designated area. It's a mouthful, but it's very important. All eligible members shall have one vote. All right. So with that said, the meeting minutes of September 2024 were sent out technically yesterday. Sorry about the delay. Again, I'm just coming back from maternity leave. So thank you guys for your grace. If there are no objections, I would like to approve the September 2024 meeting minutes. Hearing none, the May 2024 meeting minutes are approved. The final agenda for this meeting was also sent out yesterday, but the city sent it out last week. If there are no objections, I would like to adopt the October 2024 agenda. Hearing none, the October 2024 agenda is now adopted. All right, moving on to reports from city departmental representatives. Again, I don't have the timer on the screen anymore because YouTube doesn't want me to be great, but I am looking at the time, so I will interrupt if it starts going over. Is there anyone from APD on the call tonight? I know there's somebody in person and they had to go out to look at a deal with something. So we might circle back to APD. Anyone on the call tonight from Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department? If so, please raise your hand or unmute yourself. Anyone from Atlanta Fire Rescue? All right, we'll circle back. Anyone from Public Works on the call?
Yes, Officer Walker, sweet team.
Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing? Good evening. I don't have any new news for the this MPU besides that like the illegal dumpings. I still need help with that, like the report that with 311, and also like the bulk. Some bulks I do come across that are not scheduled. Like if you do know any neighbors that have some bulk issue, bulk items outside that's not scheduled, you please kind of like help them out. Just tell them to call 311 just to schedule that bulk. Help me out. Because I don't want to write them a ticket just for not them not having scheduled bulk or whatever. But trying to see what else. And then another thing, if collections like leaving like the city bins, if they're leaving it out in the street, like more so in the street and not where you had put it at before they had collected it, you can't report that as a complaint to 311 as well, to where we're trying to get that I'm trying to get on board with the supervisor to help the team out to actually just put the bins back where you found it or out the street or whatever. And I want to say that's about it. And then yeah, the yard trimmings are still on the bi-weekly schedule. Excuse me. But if there's any questions for me.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Department of Public Works? If so, please raise your hand. All right, seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, moving on. I wanted to circle back. Captain Eric Evans, I see that you just joined the call.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sorry for my tardiness. Atlanta Fire right now is getting ready to start their excerpt program. It is open to anyone who resides, works in the city of Atlanta. You must be at least 18 years of age and can pass a background check. There's a 6-week course that teaches the basics on preparing for and responding to emergencies and disasters. Any additional questions can be sent to acert@atlantaga.gov. We also have Fire Marshal Complaints website that is also up. That's www.atlfirerescue.com. And the steps for the Fire Marshal's Office Complaints will be on that process. And we also currently have 3 recruit classes going on as right now. And they should be coming out here pretty soon. Also, Station 22 is in the midst of being completed. We're at about 90% completion. They're looking at a date of late October, early November for that completion date. And last but not least, make sure everybody checks the smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors monthly. We usually have you change those when the time changes. Is there any other questions?
Seeing none, thank you for joining the call tonight.
Right, thank you. That completes my report.
Thank you. All right, you can go ahead. I know you're busy. You can come up here closer to the mic so people can hear you.
Hi. You want me to just stand?
Yeah, you can
here? Is
stand.
that
But
good?
yeah,
Okay.
that's a good angle.
All right. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. We had some people fighting up the street here, and they decided they still wanted to keep fighting when we got there. So,
Oh, boy.
but I'm Lieutenant Tadia. I'm the evening watch commander for Zone 1. Both the major and captain were indisposed tonight, so they asked me to fill in. Just a little bit. Over the last 28 days, we've had 5 violent crimes, 3 aggravated assault, and 2 sex-based crimes. We've had 18 property crimes. What's driving the crime in this particular MPU right now is larceny crimes that are non-vehicle related. A lot of those are shoplifting, so they're not major crimes, so to speak, but nevertheless, still that is what's driving the crime. We also had a check fraud, stolen boat and trailer, some copper that was stolen, and some stolen lawn equipment. On the one of the rape charges that I can give some information on, it was a situation where there was an Airbnb. A female became intoxicated, and the criminal took advantage of that. Good news is he was taken into custody for that rape. There was a shooting, 1720 Martin Luther King. It's a 63-year-old male that had a gunshot wound to the right arm. He was playing on a gaming machine inside the Shell gas station, stepped outside, had a cigarette, heard a gunshot, and he was struck. The suspects are still outstanding on that crime. We had a robbery at a residence on Joseph P. Lowry, and it was a relative. So the victim's cousin came into the home and held a black handgun up to her son and demanded some valuables. So family related, but a robbery nevertheless. We had a strong arm robbery on Chickamauga, which was the 2 people engaged in a dispute over the phone. The second party came to the location, and the argument continued, and the female was choked to that location. She self-transported herself to the hospital in stable condition. We had a commercial burglary, 1080 Donald Lee Hollowell. However, the victim believes that it was his ex-business partner. There was no forced entry and the items that were stolen and the vehicle that was seen leaving would indicate it was probably his previous partner. We did have a major narcotics operation, 137 Holly Road. So I do want to give the narcotics unit a shout out on this. They were assisted by Zone One and the Apex unit also. But the during this narcotics operation, two people were taken into custody. Over $3,000 was seized. Nine dogs were recovered at the location and turned over to Fulton Animal Control. Three guns were recovered, 300 grams of marijuana, 12 grams of meth, 500 grams of cocaine, 4 grams of oxycodone, 200 grams of MDMA, 40 grams of THC gummies, 94 grams of suspected fentanyl, 1.5 grams of heroin, 5 grams of Xanax, and 12 grams of hydrochloride. So a huge case there. So again, big shout out to the narcotics unit. And that is a rundown on crime for the 28 days.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions online? I'm not seeing any hand raises. So thank you so much. Yep, back to work. Good luck. Thanks for coming. All right, moving right along. Anyone from the solicitor's office on the call? If so, please unmute yourself.
Absolutely, Tulp Johnson from the solicitor's office. I just want to remind people of our diversion programs where we have a pretrial diversion program where if you have a traffic ticket, as long as it's not for a DUI or a super speeder or some very serious offense, we can put you in a program and have that ticket taken care of so that it doesn't appear on your record as a ticket. Essentially, we just tear up the ticket. And that's very popular. The crime has pretty much leveled off from the summer. So it's come down a little bit from the summer and leveled off. We had an event about 2 weeks ago in which there was some spectacle racing and drag racing and people laying drags. And there were about 20 arrests from that event. Most of the people that were arrested, it was their first time being arrested, so they weren't criminals per se. But keep in mind, when these events take place, the law allows the police officers to arrest people who are just there observing. So if you see some people doing burnouts and these type of dangerous activities, if you're just there as a spectator and not in a car or anything, just watching, you can be arrested and taken into custody. And that's what happened in this particular situation. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving right along, ATL 311, if you are on the call, please unmute yourself.
Yes, good evening, everyone. My name is Allison Murillo. I am your 311 ambassador for this evening. if you haven't been aware already, ATL 311 extended their hours of operation starting on July 1st. We are now open from 7 in the morning till midnight. 311 Supportive Services and the PAD team is still operating from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Friday. That is to, of course, address all the non-emergency quality of life issues. And there is talk that we will be extending our hours later this year. We don't have anything firm yet, but once we find out what those hours will be, we will certainly pass it on to you. I have included some information in the chat, our contact information, of course. I do have the link for the live agent. It's a graphic that goes explains the live agent chat that you can access to put in your any of your service requests or any of your concerns. Of course, we also still have our non-emergency ways, the ways you can contact us for your non-emergency issues, such as street repairs, street lights, missed garbage, bulk collections, code enforcement violations, anything with your water service. We still have our five different ways that you can reach us. First, you can dial 311. On your phone, if you're inside the city, Monday through Friday, 7 to 7 in the morning till now, 12 midnight. You may email us at ATL311 at atlantaga.gov. excuse me, you can set up your account at atl311.com. You may download the ATL311 mobile app and chat with that live virtual assistant that I mentioned. And then fifth, of course, you can reach us on all of our social media sites. All of that information, as I mentioned, is in the chat. There is a survey link. If you would like to click on that and give us some of your feedback for tonight's presentation, we would welcome any and all comments. Also, we do have a new form that is a link placed in the chat. And that is, if you would like for 311 to be present for any of the community meetings or any of the events, any of your events, feel free to fill out that form and the community affairs coordinator will reach out to you within 2 business days. That was everything I had for tonight. I will now open up the floor to take any of your questions or concerns. If you are on the phone, please, you know, come on in and ask me what your questions. If you have access to the chat, then of course we can welcome you to email, not email, chat me any of your information, and I will be taking all concerns and questions, any cases you need to be escalated, that will get turned over to management tomorrow. And that was everything I had for tonight. Does anybody have anything for me?
I have a hand raised by Greg Antoine. I recognize you now.
Thank you. Would you mind placing that link in the chat again? I came in a little later and it's not showing up in mine.
Which link would you, what was that, sir?
The link to the new server, the one that you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. For the meeting, for us to attend a meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Anyone on the call tonight from code enforcement? If so, please unmute yourself.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Officer Bridges, City Line of Code Enforcement. So far, we have had over 45 demolitions that have been ordered and approved. Also, over 12 clean and cut orders, which means that these are units that persons have been notified to get rid of the overgrowth, and they did not. So the city went in and we cleaned it up. Also, we have over about 95 complaints that we've had so far that we've dealt with so far in MPUK. And those are pretty much all we have. If you have any questions, I'm open to any questions.
Any questions? I see Greg Antoine. I recognize you now.
Yeah, in past meetings, you've given us lists of homes that you are currently like in the process of evaluating for demolition. Do you have that list for us?
Yes, I do. It's over 45 of them. So, but we do have the list. It just allowed them to be able to read out. Is there a particular I guess property that your address that you're interested in?
Yes, I'll drop it in the chat so we can move along with the meeting.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody in the chat asked if there's a link to the code enforcement site.
It is. I do not have it with me. I don't have it with me right now, but there is one. I think it's called Find a Case, but you should be able to go into the city's website. And I tell you what, if you can, my email is in the chat, and what you can do is send me an email in the chat, and I'll get it back to you.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone from the Mayor's Community Engagement Program? Seeing none, are there any other representatives from the city department on the call tonight or in person? Seeing none, going to move right along to comments from elected officials. Is there anyone on the call tonight representing Councilman Byron Amos's office? If so, please unmute yourself. Byron
Byron
Amos.
Amos.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I hear.
Okay, awesome. Good evening, everyone. My name is Janae Broadnax. I am Councilmember Amos's Director of Constituent Services, and I actually have a few updates for the NPU tonight. The first one being that there is a traffic study open for the corner of Finley and Donnelly Hollowell to try to get some additional signage over there, as well as based on a walkthrough that the council member did with some of the members of the Knight Park Commons community. There are a few traffic studies as well as signage requests open for the area of Marietta Street and West Marietta Boulevard. Those include a stop sign request for the corner of, oops, sorry, lost my page. Okay, yes. So a stop sign request for the corner of West Marietta and Marietta Boulevard. They said there's not enough signage over there. I will say I'm putting these out there to the community. If anyone has any additional comments on these issues, please feel free to email the office so that way we do get the perspectives of everybody in the community. One of the other things I did want to put out there that I often forget to mention that you can email the District 3 office with any concerns that you do have with any city departments if you need us to escalate them, if you feel like you're not getting a response back fast enough. So we take DPW, ADOT, code enforcement, anything of that nature, you can send it to us. I do request that you send it with case numbers. That's always really helpful with follow-up for the departments. Besides that, we have our District 3 trunk or treat coming up on October 31st. It's going to be from 6 to 9 o'clock at Beulah Baptist Church. That will be sent out via our email list. If you are not signed up to receive our emails, I will recommend that you sign up. I did put our information in the chat. We do send out our newsletters that way. We send one out once a month. We are not that annoying. However, we do also send out our other communications that way as well. There was communication that went out today from the Department of Registration and Elections for all of their information as far as where you can register to vote moving forward and any other questions you may have about voting that went out today. And that's all for me.
I have a hand raised from Arthur Toll. I recognize you now.
Thank you, Dr. Hope. Real quick question. You mentioned a stop signs at Marietta Boulevard and West Marietta. That's a signalized intersection. Can you provide any
Oh.
more clarification on exactly what was being requested there?
Yes. I'm so sorry. The request for Marietta Boulevard and West Marietta is for additional street light signage or additional street lights. The stop sign is for Westlake and Porter. My apologies. I misspoke.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. That makes more sense.
Yes, sorry.
Any other questions? Seeing none, moving right along to Councilman Jason Dozier's office. Is anyone on the call tonight?
Hi guys, I'm here. This is Demisha from Councilmember Jason Doja's office. As always, I've stuck our contact information in the chat. If you need to reach myself or Councilmember Dozier, I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. Go to district4atl.com and you can just pop your email in and you will get our newsletter. We send no more than two a month, as well as follow us on socials because that's just a quick way to get things in real time. I've put our office flyers in the chat and a bunch of other flyers. The main thing I want to speak to is that we are hiring. So many of you may have had an opportunity to meet Langston. He was a young man from Morehouse College that worked with our office up until this summer. And I have thankfully gotten him to grad school. So he has left and we are looking to replace our District 4 fellow. It is a part-time role. You will have no more than 20 hours a week. It's very flexible work. It requires someone who is independent, a self-starter, and can tackle tasks as they are given. We encourage City of Atlanta and District 4 residents to apply. It is $21.74 an hour, and a car is not required, but timeliness is. Just be where you're supposed to be when you say you're going to be there, and don't worry about the car thing if you don't have it, because, again, we're operating within District 4. That said, if you're interested, you can go to district4atl.com. There is a little button you can click that says District 4 Fellow, and it will take you to the City of Atlanta's application for our specific role. You have to complete that application to be considered. I am not accepting any applicants via mail, email, or phone. So only people who apply will be considered. There's a couple other things in the chat. There's a Trails ATL meeting this Thursday. It is virtually. The link to sign up is in there, as well as different things like a book swap that's happening across Southwest Atlanta. We're sponsoring. It'll be at Vickers on Cascade. Information on Plan A, if that wasn't already shared, I'm a little late to the meeting. Some updates about the Joseph E. Lari Complete Streets project, and how you can visit the project page for that to get the latest update. And early voting started today. So just like everyone else has told you, don't forget to vote. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Arthur, is your hand still raised from the previous question, or do you have another one?
Yep, sorry, that's from the previous question. I'll get it down now.
No problem. Any other questions for Councilman Jason Dozier's office? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call, Demisha. All right, moving on. Anyone from any other elected official's office on the call tonight? Seeing
yes, ma'am. Yes,
oh,
Madam
we
President.
Got one. Thank you.
I'm in an actual another NPU meeting, so I'll try to be brief real quick. Okay. My name is Justin Daniels, and I'm representing Vice Chair Khadija Abdul-Rahman and the District 6, the Mighty 6. And we have a few announcements. October the 26th, we are having our inaugural 5K walk-run event at the Charlie Brown Airport. I will put the registration link in the chat. We're looking for participants and volunteers. Now, if you have want to be a vendor, we're looking for vendors as well. The deadline to register online is October the 25th. After October the 25th, you want to register on site, and there will be a fee associated with registration on the site. We are planning to have 20 plus vendors so far, and we are planning to have over 300 participants. If you know any seniors that are needing community service hours, we are writing community service hours as well for graduating seniors. If you know someone that just needs community service hours in general, we are still writing those letters as well. So like I said, I will post the information along with the flyer inside the chat as well. That's all I had, Madam President.
Thank you. Are there any questions for that office? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call. All right. Any other comments from any other elected officials? Seeing none, moving right along to committee reports. Mr. Richard Taylor, are you online? Mr. Richard Taylor.
Yeah. I'm here.
Hi. Do you have any APAB and zoning reports today?
It is good to hear your voice. I'm glad that you're back. We have APAB. We've got our meeting upcoming this Saturday at 10 a.m. at City Hall. The mayor will be there to present, so it should be a good one.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other report?
Our zoning committee report, we have two items for review and comment. One is U24-14. It's application for special use permit to operate personal care equipment, and the other is a text amendment to a zoning ordinance.
Thank you. Just a matter for clarification. It's matters, those are voting and not just review and comment. Just for clarification.
Yeah. Oh, did I say review and comment?
Yeah, but it sounds cooler, but I get it. But I just went for okay. For the record to show these are two matters for voting
yep.
tonight.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, moving right along. Do I have a city planner on the call? Do I have a planner on the call? Maybe not. Don't think I have a planner on the call tonight. So I'm just going to move right along. I can circle back if they are able to join later. All right. So moving right along to zoning matters. The first one we have tonight is a zoning and review board application U2414, which is a special use permit to operate a personal care home at 1425 West U Drive Southwest in Moseley Park. Is the applicant on the call or in person today?
I'm on a call.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay. I think on the 17th, we addressed most of the issues, which we were placed on hold due to a response from the Moseley neighborhood as far as some of the new neighborhood members had some concerns that were addressed on, I think it was September the 19th. And I believe that we were put off on the 17th due to the concerns that were addressed surrounding the application for special use permit 41425 West Street Drive.
Awesome. Is there anyone from Moseley Park that can speak to this?
Hi, everyone. My name is Mohammed. I'm the president for the Moseley Park Neighborhood Association. We met with the applicant last month, and we did approve his application at the meeting. I believe he'll receive full support of the Moseley Park Board.
All right. So Moseley Park has approved this application at their neighborhood meeting. Does anyone else have any comments or questions before we entertain a vote tonight? All right, seeing none, do I have a motion? I have a motion in person. Okay, motion to approve by Mohammed Silla. Do I have a second? All right, I got a second. How are you doing? Hi. All right, I have a second. I will go ahead and launch the poll. Now, just un momento. I'm a little out of practice, but I think I'm rolling with it. All right, U24, launch. All right, the poll is launched. Does anyone need to vote in person? We got raise hands for yeses. Un, dos, trois. Okay. Three in person, yay. Does anyone need to vote in the chat? If so, please do so now. Not seeing any in the chat, please do so now. Anyone need to vote verbally if you're on the phone? All right. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll and share the results. So in the poll, we have six yay. And we have one nay, adding things up. So that's 9 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. The motion is now carried. All right. Thank you so much for joining the call tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving right along. So we also have a text amendment for Z2468, an ordinance by Councilmember Dustin Hillis to amend certain provisions of Chapter 28A. Sign ordinance or of Part 16 zoning of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances for the purpose of clarifying restrictions of the erection of freestanding signs to amend certain provisions of Chapter 28A sign ordinance of Part 16 zoning for the purposes of modifying sign permit application procedures and for other purposes. All right, so they sent out a fact sheet. This is also, there's a link in the agenda if you guys received it via email, if you're on the MPU listserv. But what it's saying is up here, and I can move this if I can find my cursor. I know I'm getting older because one, I actually have to wear my glasses to look at screens. And two, like I can never see this little tiny cursor. I think I need to like be like my mom. And you know, like when you look at your parents' screens and like the text is like super big. That's where I'm at now. Anyway, so it's to, again, amend the chapter 28A to clarify restrictions and to ensure a section regarding the timing of the issuance of, or denial of an application is consistent with certain constitutional requirements, and that the language in sections regarding the prohibition of freestanding signs at locations where no business is located be clarified. Did anybody have any questions about this before we entertain a vote? Anyone? Did you guys actually read it? I read it. They just struck out a few things. I can also pull it up if we need it to.
Yes, totally.
Okay, give me 1 second. Escape, escape. I'm gonna have to stop sharing this screen and I'm gonna share the other screen where I actually have it open. Do, 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 do. Un momento, screen share. This is always the fun part of Zoom meetings, is going back and forth. New share, should be this one, share. Okay, so this is the ordinance itself. I can pull this over to the screen so you guys can see too. Whoa. Or do you see it online, Mohammed, too? It's showing up online. All right, let me see if I can pull it over here for you guys. You see how what I have to do? Because I can't see my thing. It's not making it, I'm letting it be bigger. But anyway, so oh, you can still see it online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so yeah, it. I'm sorry. But they struck out an addition to two and an addition to and another in addition to and another in addition to. So it's basically the text amendment. That's all I've seen them do. And then this big section where they struck out a lot of the language. But I don't know necessarily what changes. Usually we have the a city planner on the call who can really break it down. But also, I've seen them just read the fact sheet too. So, but we can also delay this vote until they are on the call to get more clarification. It's up to you guys. But yeah, that's it. Let's see if I can. Is it bigger now on the thing? Cool. So applications, they changed it from 30 to 45 days of their submission. But that's it. So I'm going to move this back on over. I don't see any hand raises, but I can entertain a motion. Arthur, I see that you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I looked through it. I didn't see anything like alarming.
Yeah, me either.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay, I have an emotion to approve by Arthur Toll.
I'll second that motion.
Who was, I didn't
Greg,
see.
Greg Antoine.
Thank you, Greg. All right, I have a second. I'm going to go ahead and launch the poll. This one, there we go. The poll is launched. Does anyone need to vote in the chat? If so, please do so now. Anyone voting in person? Yays, raise your hand. Nays, raise your hand. Abstentions, raise your hand. On the 12th, all right, 3 abstentions in person. All right, cool, cool, cool. Anyone need a vote in the chat? So please do so now. Oh, we have a planner joining the call, ironically now during this. Oh, thank you. All right, but it seems like we have been good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll now. Sharing the results. All right, so we have on the poll 5 yays, 2 abstentions. So that's 5-0-5. So we met our quorum. That's 10 people. So the motion shall carry. Cool. I was just doing math in my head. All right, moving right along. I'm going to stop sharing. I'm going to try to reshare my other screen. Ah! Thank you for your patience as I switch back and forth via technologies. Okay, moving right along. And then I'm going to share the screen, my Zoom screen. All right, you guys should be able to see that now. All right, so this is the fun part. I think it's fun, at least. The 2025 MPUK officers election. Get excited, get pumped. You guys see me up here. You see me thriving. I was able to do it pregnant. I was able to do it with a newborn. You can too. I'm going to just switch this around to me because I feel like you guys need to see how enthusiastic I look today. Because I am, which one's my desktop camera? Ooh, nope. FaceTime HD camera. Am I on it? Am I on? Am I on this thing? Is this mic on? Good. Hey, you guys, nominations. I need 2025 MPUK officers. So, per the bylaws of 2024, I can't run again. I did my 2 years. My time is up. And boy, oh boy, was it fun. Learned a lot. You can too. Please volunteer. So I need a volunteer for chair, vice chair, recorder, and vice recorder. That's only 4 people. And there's so many of you guys on the call. How exciting is that for you? So please, 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 go ahead and let me get some volunteers. Do you have to be pregnant to qualify? No, but if you get pregnant, that'll be cool too. Arthur, hi. but please, if you know anybody you want to nominate them, I like to voluntell people to do stuff all the time. That's also permissible. So, can I get a witness? Amen. Anyone want to go ahead and do nominations for chair first? We'll do chair first. I think it's nice, it's spicy, it's fun. I'm going to keep filibustering until I get somebody. So, anyone, any nominations for chair, I will entertain it now. Any nominations for chair? It can't be me. Nope, not Jasmine. No siree, Bob. Anybody? Anybody? Arthur, are you volunteering for chair because you got your hand raised? Oh.
No.
Yes,
My
yes,
hands
yes,
aren't
yes.
raised.
Yes, yes, yes. I saw your hand. I can tell you more about chair commitment. We have a question here in person about what I do. What do I do? So as a neuroscientist, I'm just kidding. So what the chair does is basically I run the meetings and I make sure I get the email communications or even sometimes phone call communications out to the community. So that's the basic minimum of what I do. So I come every month. We do it on the third Tuesdays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. And I run the MPU meetings. So what that entails is making sure this slide stuff, not even required. This was just my extra spice. But if you need help with it, I have a whole Google Drive full of them. But it helps me myself to run the meetings. And then even like the model in which we do the meetings. Right now we're doing hybrid, which I think is nice because some people, I like to see you guys in person, but some people just can't join because of job commitments, whatever. But even that can be depending on the MPU and voting can be changed. But right now we're in the hybrid model. I've gotten used to it and I think that we figured it out technology-wise. It took me a minute, but we got there. But yeah, I just run the meetings and I'm just a conduit of information. I receive a lot, I send out a lot. Any other questions about what I do as chair? Again, I have a full-time job and I still am able to volunteer. So you too can do it. Do I have a baby at home? Yes. He just woke up according to my watch. So, we're making it happen. So you can do it too, guys. Just waiting for somebody to volunteer because I can't do it per the bylaws. And come on, guys, 2 years. No,
Dr.
they
Hope, can
changed
you?
for next year.
No.
They were nope. I saw them. That's next year's vote. Next year, yeah, you can do 3 years.
September 26th.
Yeah, but I'm not here. Like that, we're doing the vote right now.
No, it was effective September 26th when
Who did that? Who wrote that? Where's Daniel? Daniel, help. They're trying to make me do stuff that I can't do.
What's going
Arthur, are you
on?
volunteering? Are you volunteering to
No,
do
I have
it?
questions. I have questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Approximately how many hours per month do you commit to this?
Three. Yeah.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Are you offering support to the incoming chair?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't just leave you high and dry. Like, even my previous chair, Muhammad's still here. He's literally right in front of me. Yeah, so Muhammad's still here 2 years later. So I wouldn't do that to you. And as you've seen, like my board members too, like I was out for 2 months and I had a lot of support myself. So I would never just leave you guys high and dry. I just wouldn't be able to come to every single meeting. Daniel, hey, help.
Yes, hello.
Hi. They trying to
What's
make me
going on?
do stuff. And I don't want
What's happening?
I no be chair. I need new chair. Please.
Oh,
Yeah. And Muhammad
someone
saying
step
he
up
can't.
to be chair.
Yeah, somebody do
All
it.
right,
Have
all right.
baby.
I volunteer for tribute.
Oh, okay. Arthur volunteers as tribute. Thank you. And now I need other people to help Arthur, but first we have to vote. But are there any other nominations? And can I get a second? I got a second for
Right.
Muhammad. Whoop, whoop. All right, cool beans. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and launch the vote for that, and then we're gonna move on to vice chair. Then we got three more positions to fill, guys. It's gonna be fun because I'm gonna keep looking at you guys until you do it. All right, so MPK chair nomination, it's launching. I'm voting too because I too support this motion. All right, so we had a volunteer motion by, we had Arthur for himself. Second by Muhammad. All right, in person, yays, raise your hand. In person, one, two, anybody else? For yes, yeah, for Arthur. If you're for Arthur, raise your hand. Muhammad, one, two, three, four. Four in person. Oh, me too. Five. I'm voting. Five in person. Any nays? Any abstentions? No in person. Okay. Anyone need a vote in the poll? I mean, vote in the poll. Vote in the chat. All right. Seeing none. I'm going to end the poll and share the results. So we have eight plus five in person. And I'm doing math. That's 13 yays, zero nays, zero abstentions. Congratulations, Arthur. Ha ha. Just kidding. Congratulations. I will support you. Don't you worry. The motion shall carry. Arthur Toll is our 2025 MPUK chair. Oh, captain, my captain. It's going to be great. All right. So, who's going to help Arthur out? We're not just going to leave him here by himself, guys. Guys, don't do that.
I
No.
volunteer
Who
right
volunteered?
now.
Greg! Yay! We got a vice chair. Greg Antoine, who volunteered. Second. Do we have a second? Muhammad still a second. Whoop, whoop. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and launch that poll next. For house station, y'all in the house. We really do just tennis ball back and forth between house station and Mosley Park. Cough, cough, Hunter Hills, cough, cough, Washington Park. I'm gonna need you guys to be
I'm
on the,
Washington. I'm
Greg
Washington.
is Washington Park. Are you not?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so Greg is Washington
Yes.
Park. Don't play with Washington Park, guys. But I need Hunter Hills.
I did my time as secretary.
I'm just, yeah, you
I
guys are doing great. I'm just playing. I'm messing with you guys.
I'm glad you're Washington Park because I was afraid that I didn't know somebody in my own neighborhood. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. Okay. All right. Let me stop joking around and we're going to be serious now. Vice chair, poll being launched. Anyone who needs to vote in the chat, please do so. In person, yays. Raise your hand. Raise them high. One, two, three. Any other yays in person? Three. Oh, four. Me. Any nays? Abstentions. Okay. Poll. Anybody? All right, I'm going to end the poll in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ending poll. All right, we got 8 yes in the poll, sharing results for everyone to see. So we have 12 yays, 0 nays, 0 abstentions. Thank you so much, Greg. Antoine is your new vice chair. Yay, motion shall carry. Yay, Washington. We have Washington the Park and we have House Station in the House. Okay. So we need another representative. And I think, you know, my personal vendetta would be for every neighborhood to be represented on a board. But who am I but your current chair? So let's see. Who wants to be recorder? So this is just recording meeting minutes. So you can either show up in person or online and record the meeting minutes. And we, again, will show you how to do so. Very straightforward. We have a template. It's a beautiful thing. You just enter things in. So do I have any volunteers for recorder? Any volunteers for recorder? Any volunteers for recorder? Some people who show up to the meetings very diligently. You know, you just jot down a few notes. No big deal. Again, we already have a template. We'll make your life easier. Not too bad, not too shabby. Anyone, any volunteers, please raise your hand. I'm going to keep talking until someone volunteers because, you know, I am a hungry mother. I do have a newborn at home. You guys are preventing me from seeing him. Huh? We have a message in the chat. Can we nominate? You said AI. Go away. We need to put that in the bylaws to open it up to AI if you want to. Who's laughing? Oh my gosh, an AI chair. No, I don't think we should have the neighborhood planning unit run by AI. I don't think Daniel would like that or Leah. Any volunteers for recorder? Any volunteers? Anyone? Recording meeting minutes? Anyone? Just gonna sit here. Anyone wanna be vice recorder? So backup recorder. Recorder. Backup recorder. Anyone? No one. No one wants to do it to record. Anyone? Please. We're just gonna be silent. No one wants to do it. I feel like a teacher. You know, I do teach, so this is I have the patience, but I'd rather move on so I could go home.
What's the time commitment for recorder, just in case people need to know that?
So literally just the meeting time, and if you can jot down the notes during the meeting time, it's an hour and a half each month. And then you just send out the minutes, and then the chair approves those and then sends them out. So an hour, literally, if you come to the meetings consistently each month, you should be able to also record. And again, we have a template. So an hour and a half, if you already show up consistently to the meetings, you too can be the recorder. And we also have vice recorders. So if you can't show up to the meeting in person or online, you should have a backup. You just let them know you can't go and they will do the recording for you. So anyone want to volunteer to record meeting minutes? Again, Muhammad already created a great template. Super. He usually gets the meeting minutes to me right after the meeting because right now he is actually recording the meeting minutes. I also record the meetings via Zoom. So if he misses anything, he just look back at it. So sometimes he's able to just join online. Today he joined in person because he cares about me. Shout out to Muhammad. But anyone want to be recorder? Anyone? Please? Pretty please? I can't bribe you, but I want to. No, I don't. Record. No one. Anyone? We can't just have half a board. Yeah. So what I can do with having, we have a chair and vice chair. I think that's a good start. So what's going to happen between now and the next meeting if somebody does a motion to delay this vote till the November meeting is that I'm going to not harass, because I'm not about to get sued by anyone, but I will send an email blast every week until I get somebody to at least step up so I have a name by the next meeting. So I'm not doing this. Oh, I could. Who's asking to see my baby? If you guys are asking to see what my baby looks like, I want to have some volunteers. That's very interesting. No, nobody see my baby until I get a volunteer of the court. And those who've seen it online, because you guys are my friends on social media, unsee his face now.
I don't know. I think introduction of new NPUK residents is relevant to the community.
Cool. So here's my baby. So now I expect a nomination or just a name. Or
Yeah,
I also just expect, spread the word. I know all of you guys are also very active in your neighborhood association. So if you think of somebody and you can just like pull on them and say, hey, listen, volunteer to be the recorder for the MPU meetings, that would be great. But again, if I don't have one today, we're going to get one November. And if we don't get one November, oh, you best believe December we're going to have one. And but who wants to do all this on Christmas, guys? Anybody? Hanukkah? You really want to do this during Kwanzaa, guys? That's what we're doing? Yeah? Okay. So if I can get a motion to go ahead and delay this vote to the what's October? November meeting, I'll entertain that now.
Motion, Greg Antoine, motion to delay voting on the recorder and vice recorder positions until the November meeting.
Thank you. Can I get a second? I get a second from Tim. Thank you. All right, I'm going to find a poll, launch a poll, find a poll, launch a poll. All right, I'm going to launch a blank poll. It's going to be untitled for this one. Just going to launch it if we can. Why won't it launch? Let's see. Recorder. See, working on the fly. See. Do, 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 do. All right, launch. You see how I just did that on the fly? You too can learn how to do that if you volunteer. But go ahead and vote. Anybody in person to support delaying the vote until November, please raise your hand, keep them high. Anyone? Yes. We got two yays. Any nays? Zero nays. Any abstentions? No abstentions. Okay. Online. I'll also vote in person. I have three yays. I don't have a quorum yet, so I can't. We're not going to be able to delay unless I get one more person to vote. Did you vote in person, my guy? Yay, nay, abstention? Yes. Huh?
I'm sorry.
We're going to do the in-person vote one more time. So if you want to delay this vote until November, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. Five yay online. All right, six yays on the poll. So we have 11 yay, zero nay, zero abstentions. So the motion shall carry to move this vote to November meeting. But let me tell you something, guys. We're going to have some nominations, all right? Please, yes. The motion was by Greg Antoine, and we got a second by my homie back there. Tim, what's up? How you doing? Yep. Any, do you have any other questions? Got it? Cool. All right. Cool beans. All right. Well, guys, that was all the voting matters that I had. There is one announcement. You can find this on your agenda item in public notices and announcement. As always, No campaigning at the MPU meetings. No campaigning. You hear that, guys? No, don't even ask. You guys don't understand how many emails I get asking to campaign here. No campaigning. Also, Plan A, Atlanta's Comprehensive Development Plan, the Department of City Planning is continuing to the planning process to update Plan A, Atlanta's Comprehensive Development Plan, meeting the minimum planning standards set by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs and the Georgia Planning Act. The Comprehensive Plan sets forth a vision, goals, policies, and actions for future growth and development in Atlanta. DCP will host the next round of events across the city, including public meetings and pop-ups between October 2024 and February 2025. DCP will routinely post schedule updates and information on how to participate at www.atlantaforall.com. Again, that's www.atlantaforall.com. In-person meetings will occur October 10th, which happened last week, to February 6th. The website will also have education resources, draft documents for public review, and ways to submit comments. For additional questions, please email planA@atlantaga.gov. Again, that's planA@atlantaga.gov. If there are any other announcements, please tell me now. Muhammad, I see that you put some in the chat. Please come to the front.
I'll put two events in the chat. Moldy Park is having a cleanup at Proctor Creek this weekend. It's from noon to 5 p.m. And then October 26th, the Moldy Park Social Committee is doing the Fall Festival. This is the Moldy Park's fifth annual Fall Festival, and it'll be held inside of Moldy Park in the parking lot. And that event is family friendly from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Tim, I saw you had one. Please come to the front. Come to the front. Come to the front. Yeah, I want them to compete for recorder nominations, but here we are. What can I do?
Yeah, so this Saturday, Hunter Hills, number one, was the recipient of $6,000 grant from the Exposum Roadshow Hercules Research Center, which is associated with Emory. But basically, we're conducting a workshop. There's two workshops. The first is a four-hour workshop this Saturday here in this room, in the Bistro Room, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the second workshop is held Monday, November 4th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. What are we doing in this workshop? So we're working with the Hercules Research Center to identify issues in our community that we want to address and plan for. And we're going to, basically this workshop, we're going to identify all of those issues and prioritize them and pick the number one thing that we want to work on and use this $6,000 to help us administer, to attack this issue within our community. So it could be blight. It could be the squatters that we have in our community. It could be the number of liquor stores that we have on Joseph E. Boone. It could be environmental issues such as Proctor Creek and things like that. So here's the incentive. I sent an email last week, and I hope some of you signed up, but to share it with your communities, because I wanted this not to be just about Hunter Hills, but to be about the entire NPU. So the incentive is this. If you come on Saturday and Monday, we're going to give you a $25 Walmart gift card to attend each session. And the sessions are catered. Wow. So you get free food. So once again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at City Refuge, Saturday. And then Monday, November 4th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. here in this room as well. If you have any questions, you get the email that I sent. You need me to send the information. I will gladly do so for registration. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Okay. So, with that, are there any other announcements online? Anyone? Anybody got anything else? Any announcement in person? Nada? None? Zilch?
Thanks, everyone.
Yay. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, hey, we do what we can. All right, so with that, if there's nothing else, no other questions, comments, or concerns, again, please, 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 show up to November meeting. We are going to be doing it on the third Tuesday. We didn't change it to the second Tuesday. It's going to be third Tuesday. We're keeping it consistent this year, seeing how that goes. So please, please, please bring a friend to the next meeting, bring a nomination, and bring your votes. But I will be sending out a lot of email reminders so we don't repeat this. But I'm back, guys. So I appreciate you guys again for supporting me during my maternity leave and supporting me now. But the time is now 7:36. If there are no objections, I will go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Seeing none, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you so much for coming tonight, guys, and listening to me rant. I call that a filibuster.
Dr.
Thank you,
Hope.
Dr. Hope.
Yes, who's somebody's talking to me. Hey,
Hey,
Daniel.
it's Daniel. I'm so
Hi,
sorry.
Daniel. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I apologize. I joined the meeting a little later than I hoped to. Did you guys vote? Did you guys vote on the legislation and the application on your agenda?
Yes, I did. We did.
Oh, okay. I can get with you for the voting tally afterwards.
Oh, I can get this here now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can also put it in the chat, so you have it. So if you want to just
Yeah, that would be helpful.
okay, so for U2414, we had 9 yay, 1 nay, and 0 abstentions.
And that was motion to
To
support.
appro support, yes.
Okay.
Abstentions.
And what about the legislation?
Then for the legislation, we had so Z2468. It was a motion to approve, and it carried with 5 yays, 0 nays, and 5 abstentions.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep, of course. Thank you. All right, thank you guys again for joining the meeting. Have a good night. I'm ending it now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you,
Bye.
Dr. Hope.
Thank you, Daniel. I'll see you at the MPU appreciation dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Silla, for letting me know.
Yeah, thanks, Mohammed. You the best.